if we could have your attention, please, here in the Media Center. We're going to start off our press conference availability with NASCAR Nationwide Series driver Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who will be driving the number 6 Easy Feet Ford Mustang here at Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. Ricky is the Nationwide Series points leader. He took over the lead after our last race a couple weeks ago at Auto Club Speedway. Fourth different points leader that the Nationwide Series has had this year. Ricky was our 2010 Rookie of the Year. And Ricky, congratulations on where things stand for you right now, especially the way things may have started at this race last year. A little bit tough, but by the last time you drove on this track in the fall, a little bit better, and has kind of reflected how the season has started for you so far. Why don't you talk about that?
Thank you. This is cool. I've never done this, but you know, I could get used to coming in here and doing this weekly. But last time we were here in the old style car in our Ford Fusion, we led some laps and ran well. So we feel like we've got a better handle on these Mustangs this year and running really well with them. And hopefully we can do the same and lead the last one. But we feel like we got a really good shot at it. And just glad that we've had a consistent start to the season. And, we've kind of evaluated this past week off of the things we need to work on for the rest of the year to run those consistent top fives and battle those guys for the wins. So we feel like we got a good handle on it, and just glad to be here in Texas.
If you have questions for Ricky, go ahead, raise your hand for us, please. We've got a wireless mic. We'll bring it to you. Give us name and affiliation, and we'll start with Mark.
Mark Garrell, PRN. Ricky, with the new point system in the Nationwide Series, are you beginning to sense now that it's doing what NASCAR wanted it to do, putting a little bit more of a spotlight on people like yourself or a Jason Leffler, et cetera?
I think it is. I think Nationwide Insurance and the Nationwide Series has done a great job with it. I almost feel like it's kind of upped the Nationwide Regulars competition. I feel like we've got more Nationwide Regulars in the top five and running up there with the Cup guys, and I think it's definitely given us a lot more spotlight than what we had last year.
Are you saying it also boosts your confidence as well, or?
Definitely. Knowing that you're leading the points is cool. I mean, everybody's like, you got an opportunity to win the championship, but, technically we had the same opportunity last year. We just couldn't do it. But I feel like it's made it a little bit more of a reality to go in there and not have to compete with Kyle Busch for the championship and Carl Edwards. But, the way we're running this year, I felt like, we could be in the hunt with them a little more than we were last year.
How much pressure do you feel being in championship contention to get a race win now to legitimize your spot there?
I've definitely thought about that. And, coming into this year, I wanted to win some races. I didn't think we'd be leading the points, this early or ever. It's after last year, but definitely I think we need to get some wins so that we can say that this was a legitimate championship effort. And if we can get those wins with the Cup guys there, that's what we want to do. We don't want to do it just at the standalones. We want to do it here with all the Cup guys in there.
Jeff Gluck from SBNation.com. I'm behind the camera. Hi. With the Ricky versus Trevor site, who is actually better at competitions in general? I mean, you or Trevor?
I feel like I am.
Are you?
I think so. We have a lot of fun doing that. It's so far. I guess I feel I'm better. So far this year, I've been better at the ones that really matter, and that's the ones on the racetrack. So, we have a lot of fun doing that, and. We kind of step each other's level up. I feel like, after I do something, then he does it. And then if we go back and do it again, the level just keeps stepping up. And it should be a lot of fun once we get in the summer here and can go out and do some wakeboarding and, some golf and some other things. I think it's going to be a fun website to keep going with.
Ricky, can you explain that to everybody in case some folks out here aren't aware of the Ricky v. Trevor?
Yeah, it's... It kind of started, I guess, last year. Kevin Woods had had this Mark Martin doll when Trevor came over to Roush Fenway last year. And I think I beat I forget where we were. We beat Trevor, and he put my face on there and put Trevor's on the back of it. And Trevor didn't like it, so then it kind of became a competition. But Trevor and I, we do a lot of competitions no matter what we're doing. You know, we were playing basketball in Phoenix earlier this year and getting pretty competitive at it, which, by the way, I did win. We didn't get it on film, but we kind of just have fun doing everything. And then, you know, everybody at Roush decided they wanted to put it on a website and get us doing all the things that we like to do.
MikeHembrySpeed.com. Ricky, what about this track? Obviously, really fast. The turns can be kind of tricky. How do you balance really pushing the car here with also trying to be a little careful about not doing something stupid early in the race?
Yeah, so that's the key, is to get to the end. But this racetrack is one that I've liked since I first got here. I think it was the first mile and a half track I ran wide open last year and really felt comfortable at. You know, obviously we got to navigate the bump in one and two, but after running Las Vegas and the bumps we went over there with our Mustang there, I feel like we got a good handle on that. And, you know, this is, I feel like it's a driver's track. You really got to stand up in the seat and use a lot of throttle, and that's the kind of tracks I like. But, you know, we definitely got to be careful at the beginning of the race. But I feel like if we're running in that top five, it's easier to keep your car, you know, in one piece for the end of the race.
David Caravello, NASCAR.com. Ricky, can you just talk about why things have started so much better for you this year? I mean, is it just a year of experience, or is there something else there?
A year of experience definitely helps. We're coming to places for, you know, the third and fourth time, which I feel like has been a big help. We kept the same group of guys together from the end of last year, and we were just kind of on a roll last year, and everything was clicking. You know, I felt like the chemistry between myself and my crew chief has gotten a lot better. Mike Kelly's done a great job at organizing a team with a lot of confidence and really paying attention to the details when they're building our race cars to make them lighter and faster. So, you know, and I feel like I'm focused a lot more. I got a little more confidence and trying not to make the mental mistakes that I feel like I made last year.
You know, in the first half of last year, were there ever points where you wondered if you were ever going to be back in the car next year? I mean, would you wonder?
Oh, for sure. When I first, probably after race six, I was, you know, starting to question it already. And then when we got pulled out at Kentucky, that's when I really started questioning it. But, you know, Jack's done a great job with getting me to realize what's going on and where I need to put my focus. And, you know, he's been doing it for a long time, and I feel like he's really helped me mature as a driver and do it pretty fast. You know, this sport's all about performing, and just glad that we got the performance going right now.
Hey, man, Ryan McGee from ESPN. Are you a big believer in momentum? Because when you look at your numbers, I mean, it started middle of last summer, and it kind of hasn't slowed down with the exception of a few races. Some drivers believe in it, some drivers don't. Do you?
You know, I think momentum is a good thing. You know, when we're running well and you're showing up every week with fast race cars in practice and fast cars in qualifying and in the race, you know, I think momentum's a big thing. You know, you just kind of keep on that roll. That's why I'm kind of glad we've got to this non-race stretch that we're going on right now. You know, it's kind of broke it up a little bit throughout the first of the year. And, you know, I feel like you don't make as many mistakes when you get on a roll and get on a good one. But, yeah, I definitely like momentum.
Any other questions for Ricky Stenhouse Jr.? Great. Ricky, thanks. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.